Payroll employment rose by close to 1 million jobs in March.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
Bureau of Labor Statistics just released its March 2021 data showing an increase of 916,000 non-farm payroll employment in the country. This is the third increase in employment in as many months. We are, however, still 8 million jobs short of the pre-pandemic level. Considering that at the beginning of the shutdown, we lost 22 million jobs, we are clearly improving. The unemployment rate spiked close to 15% last April, and it has been declining since. It dropped to 6% for March, almost a full percentage point below its December level. COVID-19 initially caused the loss of more full-time jobs during last March and April than in the 24 months of the Great Recession. Among different sectors, employment in the leisure and hospitality sector suffered more than the rest and has only recovered 6 out of every 10 jobs lost. The number of totally unemployed was 9.7 million people in March. But the official unemployment calculation is designed not to count all the unemployed. For example, close to 2 million discouraged and semi-discouraged unemployed are not counted as unemployed since its members are not even considered as part of the labor force. But the biggest problem with the official count comes from a much larger group of officially considered employed people who don't entirely agree with that description. There are close to 6 million individuals who have accepted part-time job due to economic reasons while still looking for full-time work. This number is now almost half of what it was last April. However, it is still a good million above its pre-pandemic level. When we count all those groups, our real unemployment rate, called the U6, was 10.7% for March, a significant drop from 22.8% for last April, which is significantly higher than its Great Recession peak, which only reached 17.1%. The overall unemployment rate is clearly improving. However, the number of long-term unemployed has not only quadrupled since pre-pandemic, but it is continuing to rise. And that is a cause for concern. In March, 21% of all employees telemarketed due to pandemic. This was a significant drop from last May when 35% of all employees were electronically connected to their job sites. Total salaries and wages paid eventually reached their pre-pandemic level in January. However, the better news is that average wages are 7% above their pre-pandemic level for those who are employed. The number of job openings and help wanted ads are almost at their pre-pandemic levels. And the weekly economic index, a combination of 10 indicators, including same-store sales, unemployment claims, income tax withholding, gasoline sales, etc., soared to its highest level ever. The economy appears to be set for a strong recovery, hopefully reaching full job recovery by early summer. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.